The pasuk says in this week's parsha that Avraham zaken, Avraham became old, ba bayamim, coming with his days. And the question is, what does it mean he became old? That we understand. He came, got to an old age. What does it mean, ba bayamim, that he came with his days? It's interesting, the Gemara tells us in Bav Metzia and Daf Pezayin, and the Medrash as well, says that Avram davened to Hashem that he should become old. At that time, people didn't look old, and he wanted to look old. He looked exactly like Yitzchak. He was the first person to become old. And the Gemara and the Medrash learned it from this pasuk. Now, take a step back and try to picture this for a second. Can you imagine saying to someone, I just wish I could look old? And it's against our whole hashkafa. Think about the next time you come back and you see your mother, and you haven't been in yeshiva for a long time, and you come and she's so excited to see you, and you say, Ma, you look so old. You know, like that. Forget it. You're finished. You can't do that, right? Yet, Avram saw something special about being old. And the truth is that Rav Pinkus points out that in the olden days, it was a respectable, it was an honorable term, a phrase to call someone old. Like, for example, the Alter from Kelm, the Alter from Slobodka. They were great Torah giants, leaders of the entire Jewry. They called him the Alter. Alter is Yiddish for elder. Called him an old man, right? Now we translate it into Hebrew, it's translated as the Saba of Slobodka, the Saba from Kelm, the grandfather. We don't call him the Zaken, the old man from Slobodka, the old man from Kelm, because we don't associate anymore the idea of calling someone old. It's not nice. Rav Hirsch says in on this pasuk of Avram Zaken, he says that the word for old is yashan. That's the Hebrew word for old. You know, we associate old, like when you buy something on the shelf in the supermarket and it's past the expiration date. You know, it's old. It's over with. Inactivity, right? Depleted energy. He points out it's the exact same word as yoshen, to be sleeping. Or the word ishon, which means the night, darkness. A time that you just don't do anything. So of course no one wants to be old. If old is associated with not doing anything, being unproductive, then to call someone old is a very, very big insult. Yet, that used to be the term that you'd call people. The elders, we call the Zakenim, the people in the Torah, our leaders of the Jewish people, the Zakenim, the elders. So what's going on here? What's this idea of being old? Now the truth is that our hashkafa, our outlook of why we associate it as negative when you're old, is also a little bit reflective of how we look at the time period before you get old. Where many people are influenced by Western culture, that our whole life is about getting to the next step. What do we do now so we could get further on? What do we have to do now in order to be able to get the job? Even in religious areas, some people, they want to know, what do I need to learn so that I could start dating? Anyone ever hear such a line? What do I need to work on myself in order so that I could go ahead and get married? You ask a doctor who's well in his, in his practice, and you ask him, so what was it like, how valuable was college that you had to take orgo? Organic chemistry, in order to, so you could become a pediatrician. I think every single doctor will tell you it was the biggest waste of time. There was no need for it. But we have to do things in order to get to the next step. So we're living in an environment that we're always trying to get to the next step. So eventually when you get old, and you spent so many years just getting to where you want to get to, you didn't really accomplish much. Many of the things that you studied or the actions that you were involved in didn't really build you, didn't really develop you. It just was getting you to the next step. So of course you don't like being old. It feels bad, like I'm lacking. I'm missing so much. But the term for someone that's old, as we said, is zaken. As Chazal tell us, zikna means, it's an acronym for zeh shekana chachma. This person who acquired wisdom. Someone who's old is someone who is totally built Every day of his life, he was building and growing and developing. He's acquired a tremendous amount that now he's bigger, better, more productive. He has so much more to offer. Maybe not physically, but he has so much more inside him to be able to give over because of the days of building towards the future. They're not just working extra hours so that they can have some money sometime later on in life. Every day is a day that they're working and trying to grow and trying to develop. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi says an incredible thing. He gives a mashal. He says, there's a king who discovered tremendous amounts of jewels, rare stones, precious stones, and they cut them out of the mountain, thousands, hundreds of thousands of stones. And he goes over to the people and he says, I'm going to give you 300,000 stones. Next guy, 350,000 stones. 200,000, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of stones. And he says each to each guy, look, your job is you get these stones, you're allowed to work on each stone every day. One stone every day. Polish it, make it beautiful, make it that it could be part of an ornament, a jewel, a jewelry piece. That's what you're supposed to do every single day. And at the end, I'm going to come and see, and you know, if you really make something nice, you get to keep it. So the people are working, and they're working, and they're working, trying to polish, trying to make that jewel just so perfect. And then he comes at the end to see what's happening. He says, well, not only did they not make it perfect, cut beautifully, in an excellent way, but they got them dirty. They ruined their stones. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that this is a mashal that the Arizal used to say regarding our neshama. Every person has a big nefesh, a big soul. And every single day, we are supposed to take a part of our nefesh and work on it. Polish that part of the nefesh. The mitzvos that we do over the course of the day, God forbid the averos, affect that piece of the nefesh of the soul that was designated for that day. And at the end of the day, we go to sleep. Says the Arizal, that piece then goes back to Hashem and doesn't come back down. It's over. Every day is an avoda in and of itself. Every day is a service that we have to try to focus as if it's the only day. Because for that little piece of our nefesh, this is its day. And he explains, that's why in the olden days, people lived much longer. Because Hashem gave Adam HaRishon, Noach, Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, bigger nefeshes. He gave them 300,000 stones. A big fat nefesh that had a lot of days involved. 300,000 days. And if you're going to live 900 years, that's a lot of days. Every day had another piece. Obviously, you're going to have a much bigger hole. And then at the end, he saw the people were just dirtying those pieces. So he said to the children that are going to now be instead of the parents, I'm going to make it a little easier for you. You'll only have to live 300 years, 200 years, 100 years. Less, so that you have fewer days and fewer responsibilities to go ahead and fix your ultimate nefesh. And every day we're fixing that nefesh. He says that's why at the end of life, sometimes people are not able to think as well as they did when they were younger. Because their soul, which is pumping their ability to think, is smaller. Because they've given back so much already to Hashem. And he says that's why their physical body is harder to, they lose their energy. Because the spiritual thing that's giving the energy, that's pumping the koach into the person, is smaller now. Because he's gone through so many days, every single day, to build. So while we all have to, for sure, think about the future, right? We can't be blind to the fact that we have to build towards the future, and we're working towards the future. But we have to recognize that every single day is a world in of itself. We go downstairs, we make a bracha, we smile at someone, we help. That itself is special. We're not just davening shachris in the morning so that one day we could go to Hashem and say, hey, I had 80,000 shachrises. Look at me. That's not why. That morning is a shachris. It's an opportunity. And when someone looks at every single day, every single moment, as the end all and be all, this is an opportunity for fixing what I have to fix now, and I'm not going to have that opportunity again. So then he's able to grow so much more. It matters what he learns. It matters what he does to himself, how he develops himself. It's not just so he could get to the next step. When people are always thinking, what's going to be? So you miss a day, miss an hour, you didn't learn today, you didn't do a mitzvah. No, no. At the end of the day, as long as I get to where I have to get to, I'm okay. But it's not okay, because then we lose out on that opportunity. We're blessed with health, we're blessed with the opportunity to be able to maximize every day. We just have to have a paradigm shift to appreciate every single thing, every single day that we have. As they say out in the streets, one day at a time. Right? We have to think every day, just look at today and say, how can I maximize today? How can I go ahead and grow today? And this, Rav Gedalia Shor explains in Or Gedaliahu, is what it means that Avraham Zaken Ba Bayamim, that he came with his days. Avram got old, but he came with his days. Every single day, every single moment of Avram's life was full of productivity, was full of accomplishing. Every day, the days is what he came with. And I'd like to close with a story. This Shabbos is the Yortzeit of Moshe Tursky. Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Hashem Yinkom Damav. Rav Tursky was one of the people murdered in the Har-Nof massacre last year, just 1 year since that horrible, horrible tragedy befell us. And one day, in 2003, February, there was a massive snowstorm in Yerushalayim. And as everyone knows, in Yerushalayim, a little flake of snow shuts down the buses, shuts down the light rail, everything gets stopped. Life stops. So the guys in Yeshiva and Rechov Shmuel Anavi, they knew there was no Yeshiva today because no one could get there. You can't drive, you can't take a train, you can't take a bus. It's over. Snowball day. They were going to have an awesome day of fun in the streets. And all of a sudden, they see Rav Tversky walking from Har Nof. He walked from Har Nof to Rechov Shmuel Anavi, almost 4 miles in the snow to be able to give shir. Because today is another day of learning Torah. It's another opportunity to be able to grow. So what that it's snowing? He trekked the massive hike through the snow of the hills of Yerushalayim to go ahead and learn Torah with the Talmidim. And just the year, last year, and it snowed again, and the yeshiva was even further when after it moved from Har Nof, again, he did such a thing. It shows us the opportunity of every day, how much we could accomplish. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, we say it in Shacharis, in Shabbos morning, Tefillah Moshe Perek Tzadi, we say, Limnos Yameinu Kein Oda. We say, according to the count of our days, so may you teach us. We daven to Hashem, says Rav Hirsch, that we're able to appreciate the days. We're able to appreciate every moment. And Be'ezra Hashem, we should all be zocha to recognize that, to see that, and then our future, we're going to be zakenim. We won't mind being old because that's not the right translation. We're going to be zakenim. We're going to be people who have been kone chachma, have acquired an enormous amount. We've been producing so much, relationships, anything that we've been building over the course of our lives, we'll be able to reap the benefits now and in the future. Shabbos.